Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. I have a couple of rather personal questions to ask you. Is your closet a mess? Are your dresser drawers totally disorganized? If you are admitting that these things might be true, I have some tips and ideas for helping you to organize your clothes. I'll also add in some laundry tips. The article, most of the information came from a website called visionaware.org, a great source for information. This headline reads, Organizing and Labeling Clothing When You Are Blind or Have Low Vision. It was written by Maureen Duffy, who is a certified visual rehabilitation therapist. She says, organizing and labeling your clothing, undergarments, and jewelry requires attention to organization, as well as several different types of labeling techniques. Here are some organization and labeling tips that can help you. First of all, overall idea here, check the lighting. If you have low vision, it's helpful first to check the lighting in your closets and in the dressing areas. Ask the following questions. Is the lighting bright enough for you? Is the lighting even and without deep shadows? Does the position of the lighting help or hinder when you try to identify and select your clothing independently? And then some suggestions. Take the clothing you have selected to the nearest window and see if extra light can help you identify or differentiate the colors. When you want to match colors, hold your clothing items side by side under bright or natural light. Another great idea, keep a flashlight nearby in your nightstand drawer or right near the closet. This can help you read labels or distinguish colors. Next, she says to use organizing and sorting systems. Before implementing a labeling system, try using any of the following organizational techniques. Use tactile cues, such as texture, cut, style, or button design. Using these cues can help you identify many clothing items without actually having to label them. Another idea, place a matching outfit together on one hanger. You'll hear this a couple more times in this program. Place a matching outfit together on one hanger. You'd put the suit, the shirt, the belt, the tie, and the slacks. Same thing for women's clothing. Another idea, group similar clothing together. You could choose to place all the slacks or the pants in one part of the closet, all the shirts in another. You could use egg cartons or plastic ice cube trays to organize small items like jewelry and accessories. You could also use plastic Ziploc bags to separate socks and hosiery. And then some, you've heard this in a lot of different ways, here it comes, establish a place for each item. Always keep items in the same place every time. And then this one that I have such a hard time with, return all items to their designated place when you're finished using them. You've heard it like there's a place for everything and everything in its place. You can also use the following everyday household supplies to help you organize your clothing and smaller personal items like earrings, rings, watches, and hosiery. There are six ideas here for what you can do for organizing these items. You could use shoe boxes. You could use fishing tackle boxes. Craft boxes. They sell these in the craft store to hold all the little supplies. Multi-drawer hardware storage units. I have a couple of these in my garage. They have little handles on them. The drawers pull out. Sometimes the drawers are quite deep, so you can store a lot of stuff in there. Another idea is to use baby food jars or other small glass jars with caps. And you can use storage boxes or clothing bags to sort out your belongings. Another idea they have, another section here for you, is to use different shaped or sized containers or drawers. Consider grouping like items together. For example, place different colored underwear in separate drawers or different shaped or sized containers. You could place gloves and scarves in another box or drawer and separate your informal tops from the formal tops. Another idea, you choose identifying and organizational systems that work the best for you. If you've been organized in the past, you may need to make only minor changes in your original organizational system. Some more specific tips on sorting jewelry. Use a jewelry box with dividers to hold individual pieces, such as earrings, rings, bracelets, bangles, or necklaces. You could then further organize your jewelry by color or style, whether it's formal or informal, or even by the material that it's made out of. You could put your gold jewelry in one area and your silver in another. It can also be helpful to explore each piece using your sense of touch and become familiar with its unique characteristics. And then just a reminder, there can be some custom designed storage in your life, perhaps. Many companies specialize in custom shelving and closet organizers. They will visit your home, evaluate your storage space, and design shelving, racks, and cabinets for your specific needs and budget. Again, it's important to make sure that the end result reflects your unique needs. The next article comes from the same source, VisionAware. This is from peer advisor Stephanie McCoy. She is saying she's giving you some time-saving wardrobe organizational tips. Getting the jump on the morning routine. This is her lead paragraph. You're probably aware of the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I can think of many areas in life where this saying could be applicable, but none more than the daily morning routine. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know the morning routine, the one where you've just overslept and you jump up in automatic panic mode, wondering how in the world you're going to be able to get yourself together in time to get to work. Well, this issue is irritating to just about anyone, but if you're blind or visually impaired, it's especially annoying. What to do? She says, micromanagement is the key. Let's look at the following steps to help you implement a time-saving daily wardrobe routine. Beginning steps, use hangers. Now, you won't need all of these items, just whatever works for your personal situation. You can use fixed or swivel hook plastic shirt hangers. You could also have some pants or skirt hangers. These are the ones that have the two clips on the bottom where you hang the bottoms. And then here comes the tricky part. You can use suit combo hangers. These can be either wooden or plastic. And because they're called combo hangers, these are actually a combination that is able to hold a shirt and some bottoms, pants or a skirt, with the two clips on the bottom. And then another idea, this is a really good one. You can make your own combo hangers with those aluminum soda can pull-off tabs. And then you can use regular old shirt hangers. The thin velvet shirt hangers are perfect for this. You can then use some mesh drawstring bags, or you could use plastic sandwich bags or drawstring shoe bags, or even the grocery store plastic bags. If you use sandwich bags, you need to punch a hole near the top of the bag to slip it over the hanger. If you don't have a hole punch, hey, you can use the hanger itself or even a nearby pencil or pen. Well, back to those soda can pull tabs. If you can dislodge one from the actual soda can, you see that it has two holes, two sort of oval holes in it. You put one of the oval holes over the shirt hanger, and then you can slip another hanger in the second hole in this little tiny pull tab. And the second hanger will then hang off the first hanger, and you've made your own combo hangers. Then this author, whose name is, once again, Stephanie McCoy, she is telling you to use everyday items. If you still want or need to label your clothing after trying some organizational systems, you can use any of the following methods. And please note, if you use a label that is applied directly to the clothing item, make sure that the label is, number one, not visible, and number two, does not rub on any of your skin, like your neck, your back, your waist, or any other part of your body. These are for labels that apply directly to the clothing. So the first idea is to make large print labels of your own with white, unruled 3x5 file cards and a rubber band. Mark the label with black wide tip marker, laundry marker, or foam alphabet letters, something that's going to help you identify what's on that hanger. And then you place this white unruled file card on the hanger with the clothing item. You just poke a hole in it, hang it over the hanger. This is a more refined version of the same idea. Cut a large ring or donut shape from heavy cardboard. Make a mark on it with large print, braille, or some kind of a tactile symbol or a letter, and then you simply loop the ring over the hanger. And it seems to me these could be easily reused, too. You just take the donut off the hanger and then put the same kind of clothes back on the hanger, or keep it handy to identify a different hanger. The next idea for everyday items, use a safety pin coding system to determine color, for example. Blue could be represented with one safety pin. Red might use two safety pins. And be sure you use small, no-rust laundry pins for this system. And also be sure you place the pins in an inconspicuous location, such as inside a pocket or a hem, where they will not be visible or rub on your arm, neck, or skin. Use no pins on whatever color you have the most of. This is in order to save time and resources. If you wanted to go a different route, you could also use the safety pin system to label clothing that go together. For example, all your clothes that have one safety pin are pastel clothing. All with two pins are jewel tones, and like that. Oh, please, number 5, create a master list of your coding system in large print, braille, or some other accessible format of your choice for quick and easy reference. We don't want to forget what all those pins mean. Another idea is to use iron-on patches in various sizes and shapes. You can use buttons, or here comes an old-fashioned term. Do you know about French knots? That's an embroidery term. This would a raised tactile dot that you make with embroidery thread. If you can do the embroidery, you put the needle up through the back, wind the embroidery thread a couple times around the needle, and then twist the needle down and around and back into almost the same hole and pull it carefully down, and you're left with a knot on the surface of the fabric. It's a little difficult of a challenge if you don't know how to do them to begin with, but they're suggesting you use buttons or French knots to identify whatever clothing you want. Another idea that you probably know about, small plastic sock tuckers or sock locks. They're called a lot of different things. These can help you sort your socks and your hosiery. And you can also use them right in the washing machine and use them to keep your socks matched during laundering. Now we come to a section of specialty labeling products. They start by saying there are also many special labeling products for people who are blind or have low vision. There are going to be, I think, about 13 of them. The first one, these are the items that they sell in your various sources for items that can help you. First one, Braille clothing identifiers. These are durable and washable white plastic tags. They have Braille and corresponding black print. They can be sewn or pinned onto the garment. Each label contains just 2 to 3 Braille letters that you can learn to recognize by touch without having to learn to read the entire Braille system. So these are Braille clothing identifiers, little white tags that you hang over the hanger or pin them to the clothing. Another special labeling product that you can buy is ColorMates clothing identifiers. This is a package of 160 tags, 160 tags. There are 16 different colors, and they come in all different shapes on safety pins to identify mix-and-match wardrobe items. And to me, it looks like they come in a box with 18 different compartments. It looks like maybe same colors in each of those 18 compartments, even though they say they come in 16 colors. But fine-tuning here. These are ColorMates clothing identifiers. The next suggested purchase would be to buy Identi Buttons clothing identifier. This is a package of 8 buttons, 1 button per color, and they all come in different shapes. These are gorgeous. The black one is square, the white one is round, there's a red one that's in the shape of a cross, there's a green one that's in the shape of a clover, probably. I can't see all the image. There's a yellow one that's in the shape of a cogged wheel, an orange in the shape of a triangle, a blue star, and then there's one other, which I also cannot see. But these are Identi Buttons. You get 8 of them in a package, and each one is a different color and a different shape. Next, they are called Highmark Tactile Pens. And the item after this is called Spot and Line Pens. These are quite similar. The first one, Highmark Tactile Pens. This is a 3-dimensional plastic liquid that makes raised lines, dots, and shapes to identify clothing, canned foods, frozen foods, or mark the settings on an appliance. And the other item here, spot and line pen. This is also a three-dimensional plastic liquid that makes raised lines, dots, and shapes. And you can use them to identify clothing, canned goods, frozen foods, and mark the settings on appliances. These two things, Highmark tactile pens and spot and line pen, seem to be similar to the product that I'm always talking about. Generically, I call it puffy paint, where you go to the craft store and ask for the three-dimensional paint. But I like the idea. I only use it to do puffy dots. But I like the idea that they say you can make raised lines, dots, or other shapes to identify your whatever it is you need to be to identify. That's a good idea for me. Next one, they have lock dots. Clear raised dots to mark index cards, appliances, computers, or keyboards. These cannot be used directly on clothing. Another similar product, Maxi Marks. These are black plastic dots and slashes that have adhesive backing. You can use these to mark index cards, appliances, computers, or keyboards. Again, not on clothing. And then the touch dots. These come in black, white, red, yellow, and orange. And they are raised foam dots with adhesive backing. And you can use them for the same things. Index cards, appliances, computers, and keyboards. Not clothing. And then the ones that I refer to all the time, bump dots. They come in black, orange, and clear raised plastic. They're little tiny dots with adhesive backing that mark index cards, appliances, computers, and keyboards. And these also cannot be used on clothing items. And I think I've told you this before. I use two of these bump dots on my dishwasher. One marks this specific setting that I use all the time, and the other marks the start button. It's easy for me to just push one button and then the other, and the decision's made. I don't have to get down on my practically on my hands and knees and adjust my bifocals to see what button to push to choose the cycle and the start button. But again, you tailor these systems to whatever you need. And next we have an item called touch-to-see labels. These are braille and tactile adhesive labels used to mark index cards, medication, and food. Each reusable label contains a raised letter or number with the corresponding braille, and they cannot be used directly on clothing. These are called touch-to-see labels. Next, we're going to explore a couple of, or three, pricier options. Again, these are specialty labeling products that you would buy. One is called Pen Friend 2. This is an electronic color identifier and a voice labeling system. This allows you to record and re-record information onto self-adhesive labels. The device will speak the color aloud when you hold it up against the garment. I found this to be around $150 on Amazon. The next one is another one to help you identify colors. This one's called Talking Color Identifier with Light Probe. This is an electronic device that detects approximately 100 colors. The device will speak the color aloud when you simply hold it against the garment. It's not cheap. I found it on Amazon for between $150 and $200. This is direct. They don't have to have a special system, a special adhesive label on the object. You just hold it against what you want to know about. It'll tell you the color. Next, it's called Voxcom 3 Voice Labeling System. You can record audio talk labels and messages by depressing a button and inserting a card into the unit. The card can be attached to canned goods, medication, clothing, food, and household items. And this one, again, is $125 from a source called MaxiAids, or I did find it on Amazon. This was Voxcom 3. Now, please note, I'm sure you know, we do not actually endorse any of these products, but we just thought you should know about them. These things are out there for you to explore. Now we will go to help with your laundry. This article was written by Maureen Duffy, who is the certified vision rehabilitation therapist. She says, with all these devices that we just told you, she said to mark your washer and dryer settings. If you are a Braille reader, you can contact the manufacturer of your washer and dryer and see if they have any free Braille control panels or overlays for your particular model of washer or dryer. Several manufacturers make them available for a limited array of models. You know, that just gives me a thought. If you're out in the market to buy a new washer or dryer, maybe you should ask which ones do have Braille control panels, if you read Braille. Another idea for your washer and dryer, you can also place a tactile mark on your washing machine or dryer controls. And this is where you would use the puffy paint or the bump dots to mark your favorite settings on your washing machine and your dryer. Another idea for marking your washer and dryer, you can also simply count the number of clicks that your washer and dryer dials have to make to determine specific settings. And now some tips from Maureen Duffy about sorting your laundry. She says to use different sized or shaped baskets or use plastic bags to separate your clothing. This method can be helpful if you take your clothing to a laundromat. I especially like the plastic bags idea going to the laundromat. I'm not sure how you could carry different sized baskets, but sorting is the issue. You can do it with baskets or bags. Next, if you have low vision, you can place a swing arm or flexible arm lamp near your work area when you are trying to sort your laundry. To keep your socks together, similar idea, try clipping or safety pinning matching socks together. As soon as you take them off, they can go into the washer and dryer that way and stay matched. Next, you could use mesh lingerie bags for undergarments and other fine washables. Lingerie bags are also helpful for keeping socks and other small items together. Another tip, you can buy only all white or all black socks. Simplify your life. In addition to contrasting sharply with each other, white socks and black socks often feel somewhat different, making them easy to identify. Another idea, separate new clothing items for the initial wash in case the color runs. Be really careful about that. Next, wash different parts of the same outfit together. If one part is washed more frequently than the other, the colors will not remain the same. This is especially true of darker colors. Treat stains as soon as possible. One way to keep track of stains, if you know about one, is to place a small rust-proof safety pin in the center of the stain before laundering the garment. And to be certain you're looking your best, consider asking a trusted and honest family member or friend to check over your clothing for possible stains or blemishes. Use a stick-style pre-treatment on the stain before laundering, which can offer more precise application and control. And then many fabrics shed wrinkles if removed from the dryer at once. Smooth and fold them or hang these items right away to avoid the need for an iron. And then this last one, I'll have a personal comment about this one too. Use a wrinkle remover spray that removes wrinkles from clothing. After applying the spray to clothing you've removed from the dryer, just sort of snap the garment and the wrinkles will come out. So I bought a little jar of it. A spray jar, and I tried it by spreading a cotton blend shirt out on the bed, and I sprayed all the wrinkly areas with the spray. I patted all the wrinkles out, I thought, and I went away, did my thing for 5 or 10 minutes, came back, and sure enough, the shirt was dry, and the wrinkles were gone with the spray that I bought. Then I thought, aha, I can save some money by trying it just with a spray of water. I bet that water would do the same thing. So on another shirt at another time, I spread the shirt out on the bed, sprayed that spray of water on it, did the same thing, patted all the wrinkles out, went away, did my thing, came back. The shirt was dry, but the wrinkles were still in there. So I guess in this case, it pays to spend the money and get the special new wrinkle remover spray. It does work. Testimony from me. Now about measuring your detergent, measure liquid or powder laundry detergent by using individual measuring cups. Splurge on these. Buy a whole set, 1 cup, half cup, a third cup, and a quarter cup. They all nest together, and you can easily tell which measurement you have for your detergent or any liquid that you're pouring into your washing machine. And you can also use the cap of the laundry detergent or fabric softener as a measuring device. And then another good suggestion, you can use one of those 1 ounce medicine cups, little plastic medicine cups, 1 ounce, tiny amount if you need that amount for fabric softener. You can measure and pour detergent over your clothing after you've placed it in the washing machine. This helps avoid spills. And then a little general tip here, when you're adding laundry detergent, Less is always better than too much. If you're going to organize your bedroom, we've got some review items here in the bedroom, or organizing your closet. Give or throw away any article of clothing that you haven't worn in more than a year. If you didn't like a jacket or slacks enough to wear it in all that time, you won't miss it. This one's hard to do for me. Also, they're suggesting reminding you to add dividers to your drawers to separate sweaters, scarves, underwear, whatever other items that end up in a jumble when there are no boundaries in that drawer. And then they're suggesting organize by outfit, put together the individual components, blouse, jacket, skirt, scarf, even maybe some jewelry, onto one hanger. And then when you go to get the closet to get dressed for a shopping trip or a lunch out with a friend or a party, you can be pretty sure that you'll look your best without having to spend time hunting for just the right combination. Then they're suggesting you label with safety pins, which we've already talked about, and suggesting that you bag it, store small, easily lost items such as jewelry in a plastic Ziploc bag. And these are all items designed to help you organize your life. Suggestions for using a laundromat. Just quickly take cues from the colored lights. If you can see them on the coin-operating machines, a different colored light might be coming on and off as the machine goes through specific cycles. So you could jump in and put the proper washing detergent or something into the machine. Also, listen for cues from changes in sound at the machine. If you want to rely on these sound cues, it's a little tip here to visit the laundromat when it's not too busy and background noise is at a minimum. And then also, you could ask for assistance. Many laundromats employ at least one person who is present during daytime hours to oversee the store, keep the machines clean, and they do the laundry actually as a customer service in some laundromats. If you maintain a regular attendance schedule, the laundromat employees can get to know you and will be more likely to assist you. So all kinds of good tips for you here. And I will like to leave you with this cute quote. Organizing is what you do before you do something, so that when you do it, it's not all mixed up. Well, this was said by A.A. Milne. Wikipedia tells us that Alan Alexander Milne was an English author best known for his books about the teddy bear, Winnie the Pooh. A.A. Milne lived in England from 1882 to 1956. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.